Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, hour number three. Every 2 weeks, we have on the amazing prophetic Jonathan Gray, ancient archaeologist, expert on everything from the ancient science of astrology, which up to 2,300 years ago was biblically correct until it was polluted by the Babylonians. The ancient archaeology has proven that the Bible is correct and that it's not just an airy-fairy discussion by a bunch of authors over 2,300 years, roughly. That, in fact, the Bible is the Word of God who speaks from the eternal, because to God there is no past or present or future. It's all now. And to show that this is the time of revealing, or the apocalypse, this year, I believe, is the year where the first layers of that are going to be completely ripped off. But people have to know that the birth pangs are going to be painful. And if you're not prepped, this book that you brought up with biblical principles is called Will You Survive? There's a subtext to that title. Can you read it off to me, please?
Yes. Economic collapse, food failure, deadly plagues, practical survival guide.
Now, let's go through some more of those principles, because I'm going to try to stay on the sidelines, although it's difficult. I have to kind of put a bit in my mouth and pull back. But I will try to, and maybe just fire a question here and there. Let's go to the next layer, because we're going to do a number of weeks on this book. You can obtain it by going for the ebook and videos, etc., which are the latest set of videos is pretty amazing, that talks about Rome and the Middle East, etc., and the Third Woe, etc. And that series, what is that series called again?
The Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem.
Now, this book, I'd like you to get into the principles. We did a little bit last week. I'd like you to get into more principles of each area people need to survive, whether it's, how to fellowship with other people, what foods to save, what kinds of currency you need to save in order to survive, what kinds of things you need to do to get away from the big cities. One of the first principles I think you've said for several years is, if you're in a big city, get out. But let's continue. Please tell us the next steps in this book. And, of course, you need to obtain it at BeforeUs, BeforeUs.com. Let's roll.
Yes. Well, go back on a little bit we closed on last time, talking about thinking with your money. Should I invest in real estate? The short answer is no. Should I invest in commercial bonds? Once again, no. Should I speculate in stocks? No. Should I invest in commodities such as crude oil? Mostly no. Should I invest in collectibles? No. Should I buy gold or silver? The short answer is yes. Now, maybe I should just give a little advice on this one, because it's been researched very, very thoroughly, and the time is coming when very soon there's going to be an economic catastrophe, and this could be the trigger, one of the triggers that brings on the big time of trouble.
Exactly, now, yeah.
Taking a little bit more time on this question, should I buy gold or silver? Physical holdings of gold and silver will be the ultimate safe haven currencies compared with anything else the world has to offer. And taking physical possession of gold and silver bullion coins and bars is essential to surviving any crisis. I'm going to prove that in a moment.
Right.
History has clearly shown that those who held the physical metals during times of economic turmoil and displacement fared much better than those who didn't. Now, one thing that's essential is to make sure you own the gold and silver coins of the country you live in. So if you're living in Canada, make sure you own the Canadian gold and silver maple leaves. If you're in the USA, then own the gold and silver eagles. And other countries have their own special mintings. And if you can afford only a small amount of metals, then you should own the silver coins first, because the bars are cheaper to buy than coins.
Yeah.
And coins will be highly recognizable and more useful for purchasing or bartering for items you may need. That's an essential bottom line.
Yeah, a little addition to that is we have a thing called carat bars. Cash gold, which has gold in the LBM certified currency notes, and the carat rare carats, which has gold in the fraction. So usually a gold coin can be so valuable, most average people can't purchase it. We also have the new carat bank coins that can be converted into gold or cash gold. So they're also very valuable, and they're going to beat the heck out of cryptocurrencies and regular currencies, because I believe you're going to see a conniption, a real disaster happening this year as we approach the 2018 election in the fall, where currencies are going to take a big hit. And the cryptocurrencies are going to be part of that big hit. It's not just going to be regular U.S. dollar, European currency notes, etc. I believe that your gentleman that you've talked about has talked about these cycles over thousands of years, has predicted that this year is the year we're going to have a financial apocalypse.
Yes.
What's his name again? And again, we have a link up.
Martin Weiss.
Martin Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. And if you go to our website, Deagle-Network, you put in Martin Weiss because I have a subcategory. Every time we talk about Martin, including on this show, or economic Armageddon, which can be happening with Bitcoin, American dollars, whatever. But it's not just the debt. The fact is the Federal Reserve has signaled they're going to start raising interest rates. Half of our debt is actually owed to the Federal Reserve that puts pixie dust in our dollars. And the government and banks are printing money owed a style to actually do programs that they're wasting our money on to shackle us with debt. And I guess it says in the Bible, don't be the debtor. But unfortunately, our politicians, primarily of the Democrats and previous Republicans, have done this for decades and have now got us up to $20 trillion, which we could wipe out if we use U.S. Treasury notes and expand the economy. But even Donald Trump, who knows that this should be done, can't do it because he's surrounded by global bankers from Wall Street, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He can push quite a way, but there are others who have the final say on everything.
Yeah, that's why he's got people like Mnuchin. He's got a good name, you know, Mnuchin. I call it Minion. Mnuchin. How's that? Minion Mnuchin.
Yes.
So please continue.
Very good. Now, I'd like to draw attention to a precedent in the scripture, and this is a very good guide for us. Right through history, when all else has failed, the one medium of exchange has always been accepted as precious metals, namely gold and silver.
Right.
Now, from the very earliest times, as we see in the book of Genesis, the world's oldest written record, and that's a subject in its own, that Genesis, it was not copied from other older documents. The book of Genesis is definitely the world's oldest written record, and I can prove that beyond a shadow of doubt.
Right.
And it says that the value of gold and silver has always been recognized. Now, maybe I should just give a few examples from this book, because it is really fascinating stuff. In the second chapter of the book, Genesis chapter 2, it says, "And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And the name of the first is Pison, that is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good." So there's the first mention of precious metals in the very second chapter of the book, of the Bible.
Right.
Then in chapter 13, "Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold." Genesis chapter 20, "Behold, I've given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver." chapter 23. My Lord, hearken unto me, the land is worth 400 shekels of silver. And Abraham hearkened, and he weighed to Ephron the silver, and 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. Now we go down one more chapter, Genesis 24. It came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands, 2 10-shekels weight of gold. Chapter 24 further down. And the Lord hath pleased my master greatly, and he is become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold. Further down the chapter, Genesis 24, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And Genesis, we could keep going, but the break is coming.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. Did you know the oceans are full of orevis, or dissolved gold? And one of my people about 7 years ago offered to actually electrolyze gold at about $279 an ounce out of the oceans. And 4 months later, he died. They killed him. Continue this, pathway to security in an unsecure future. And again, remember, it's interesting. Every one of the principles you have is a biblical principle. You see, our God is a good God. And I tell people, you can't do good unless you do God. You have to add the extra O. The extra O is the wow, I can only do good if I do God. And in fact, that's all the principles that God wants us to survive are in the Bible, aren't they? You're just drawing them out as a biblical archaeological scholar and saying, hey, this is the principles on which if you, for example, they had a thing called a colony, and I talked about this in the other show a few weeks ago. If you have a colony, like which is, or I call it the Lord of the Rings kind of place, and people don't have similar viewpoints and don't have similar eschatology or belief systems, they're not going to survive. It doesn't matter how much equipment they have. They did a study on survival, and they actually estimated that if people go underground in one of these, let's say, giant apartments in say, Germany, that were actually dormant underground layers of Nazi, SS officers that were really palatial, that a good percentage of them were going to commit suicide within 30 days because they're not godly. So if you don't have that godliness behind even the principles you're following, you're not going to survive, even if you try to do some of these principles in a bizarre way, like that show that's on TV called A Colony, or Survivors. You know, the Survivor shows, it's like, I couldn't watch it. It's too bizarre to me to see people who are just trying to survive like wild animals fighting each other, and they're cataloging it all on TV. It's disgusting, isn't it? It disgrades human beings, and it says, you're going to survive because you're a better animal than the other guys, isn't it?
Yeah, what a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting nonsense. It degrades what it is to be a human being, which is an image of the Most High God.
That is right.
So
and as you were saying a few moments ago off air, all good comes from God. You put that extra O in and you've got all the good.
Exactly. In fact, 98 to 99% of the evil done in the world looks beautiful. Whether it's university studies or government departments or programs, social programs and healthcare, it all looks beautiful, or to some extent beautiful or better than nothing, but it's not. By definition, it's evil because it's doing what is right in your own eyes. That's the exact lie that Satan taught Eve in the garden. And it's the same thing as that British agent, agent in Britain that taught, do what thy will is the whole of the law. Remember that? What was the name of that British agent? You probably know his name. I try to blot it out of my mind because it's so evil. I don't want to think about it. So please continue.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Just to continue the Genesis precedent relating to the world's oldest currency and continues to be the world's most sought-after currency in times of disaster. Coming down to Genesis 37, talks about the Midianites, merchants and passing by, and Joseph's brothers lifting him out of the pit and selling him to these people for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph to Egypt. Right. Later on, when Joseph came into the favor of the Pharaoh, Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain upon his neck. And then later, when Joseph was trying to get his brothers to bring in the younger brother and his father into Egypt so he could be reconciled to them, he had to trick them, first of all, because they were going home, and he had to send them on a mission that they would accept to bring their father that they wanted to keep him from. And now he wanted to reunite with them. So what he did was he put his cup, a silver cup, in the mouth of a sack he gave them with the corn money, and he did it. And then he had Egyptians at the border open up the sacks and discover this silver cup of Joseph's and silver and gold in there, as though his brother had stolen the money. And this meant that he had a special demand upon them now, because they were accused of stealing. He said, right, you can get off free, just go and bring your younger brother and your father here into my presence. And then, wow, of course, he revealed themselves to them. But the gold and the silver was paramount. And then as we come right down toward the end of the book of Genesis, to Benjamin was given 300 pieces of silver. So now you'll notice that gold and silver were accepted as money even thousands of years ago, and this has never ceased, through good times and bad, through times of plenty and through times of famine. So we should start adjusting to the probable realities of a depression coming very soon,
right,
and or even hyperinflation, now by switching what you can spare, anyone you can spare, into gold and silver-related assets. Now, Dr. Bill, what people just do not understand is if they're not in gold and silver-related assets, they stand to lose between 60 and 95% of their wealth, whatever they've got it in. Just
exactly,
as the people did in the first depression in the 1930s.
And by the way, this is the only way that the governments that have overspent the debt of your grandchildren can write off that debt, is to steal everything you have.
Yes. Now, this time, the coming depression is shaping up to be five times worse or more than it,
right,
was in the 1930s. And even if silver and gold never went 1 cent higher in value, you'd still be a winner, because gold and silver held their value when everything else failed. And I do not believe that they're going to stay frozen. I believe very soon now we're going to see a very sharp rise in both gold and silver, and they're going to move much higher.
Yeah. Now, here's a couple things that I want to insert in there. Firstly, Donald Trump's taken gold for payment of suites and major buildings he's built around the world. And it's my feeling that with the movement in China to back the yuan 5 years ago with gold, to make they then have backed it with oil, which is called the petro yuan. And last summer, the IMF gave the special drawing rate, the SDR, from the international currencies from the International Monetary Fund to China. But the best backing is to back the U.S. dollar, to back the Fed coin or federal dollar, U.S. dollar, with gold, which it had a gold standard, and they took it off the gold standard. You can probably explain why they did that, but it was stupid, because what it did, it made the currency itself float with no standard of value, which is why cryptocurrencies, unless they have something tied to it, gold is the best rather than land in Texas or tea in China. It means it doesn't have any real substantive value that you can actually transport and have in your own physical possession. So that's what I see is happening. This year, I expect the currencies to gyrate, and we have the largest gold mine in the world in Alaska, the second largest one. I've actually took care of employees back in the 70s in Williams Lake, British Columbia. These are the two largest mines in the world, and they're in North America, in Canada, and the United States and Alaska.
Well, that puts people in North America in a very good position if this is handled right.
Yeah, if it's handled right. But again, if we lose Trump, and I'm not saying he's necessarily a Christian. He's doing the right thing in his own eyes right now, and I'm praying for Trump Pinocchio. But the fact is, if the man does become a believer, which I see him step by step moving toward it, at the same time, he's apocalyptic. He's laying the groundwork for the rebuilding of the temple and the start of the blood sacrifice. So, you know, is he going to back the U.S. dollar? Is it going to collapse, and then we're going to have a Mark of the Beast type system with a cryptocurrency? You better have gold and silver, and the best descriptor is the carat bars, gold cash and gold coins and gold cards, etc., because things are going to get nuts this year, aren't they?
This is the year.
Yeah, this is the year. Unfortunately, a lot of people are in debt. And one of the things that I think people should understand is you can wipe out debt by several ways. The first thing is getting the right type of exchange medium. Don't end up paying interest. In other words, pay what you can on things or make a deal so you can exchange with other people, like bartering. But it says in the Bible a very strong thing about being a debtor. And, of course, the problem is when we use debt currency, we're actually, in a sense, tempting the powers that be to take away everything we have when they want to pay off the debt by devaluing the currency. And I guarantee you that the powers of the world are actually about to do that. They want to bring in the next few years, the Mark of the Beast system, which is basically some form of e-currency or electronic currency tied to biometrics. The only way to escape that is to have gold and silver or carat bar cash and carat bar coins. And the cryptocurrencies themselves are also dangerous because they don't have anything physically attached to them, so they can simply control the supernet or the dark internet, and you're gone. So what you're saying here, it's very important in your prepping to realize if you don't prep financially, everything else you're doing is going to be really difficult for you to survive, isn't it? Because even if you're changing things or bartering for other people, and you have so much, you know, chickens for pomegranates, whatever, you have to have a means of exchange that's transferable, like gold or silver coins, or carat bar, cash and cash gold, etc., right?
Well, yes, but I'm going to suggest something even better than these in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the stock bubble was based on greed. The housing bubble a few years back was based on greed. The coming precious metals bubble will be based on panic. Now, greed is
right,
bad.
Right.
But you can't even begin to compare that to widespread panic.
Right.
Now, there's something else that's better than paper money, better than silver and gold in a financial meltdown. And you might wonder, whatever can that be? And the answer is food. Survival food is the ultimate barter weapon.
Yeah,
now, The ancient book of Genesis says a lot about escaping and surviving. I'm just going to give a little bit of example here because this is history repeats itself. Now, when money fails, a barter system can kick into operation. And here we have a precedent from ancient Egypt. Now, Egypt in ancient times was the superpower of the world, just as America is today. And it operated successfully during a severe famine and depression. Now, I'm quoting from the book of Genesis, and I'm going to say it exactly as it is translated from the original Hebrew, where the record was made. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money has failed." And Joseph said, "Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail." And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses. And
right.
For the flocks, and for the cattle of the herds, and for the asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year.
Wow.
And they survived without money. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
and by the way, there's several ways of having a lot of reserve food, and there's several technologies I want you to go through because there's lots of novel techniques. We have Vince Finelli, unfortunately, didn't make it last week, but we'll probably get him back on next week. On the program, but you have a lot of biblical principles upon which, for example, when they stored the plants, they didn't just store the wheat, the wheat or the other crops, they actually had the entire plant, including the roots, and they had them in a type of root cellar storage system that dehydrated them. They were, in a sense, suspended animation. All they had to do 5 or 10 years later was to plant them in the ground and add water, and they started to grow and produce seed. That's amazing that God gave them this technology, isn't it?
Yes, and we've discovered that 13 of these big underground pits where they did this, and remains have been found in them.
Right.
These pits are actually cubical in shape, deep down in the ground. They go down 100 feet, and they're 100 feet wide and 100 feet across.
Right.
And the steps going down to one of them at one end, and the other 12, once the first one was emptied, the others would be flowing into it, like you've got 13 containers of water which are linked by a pipe, so that you take water from one end and all the rest flows in to follow it.
Right.
Very, very, very well done.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And actually, the director of the area in Saqqara, southwest of Cairo, didn't want to let me in. He said, no one is allowed in here. He says, no one has ever been down here. It's never going to be open to tourists. So I went to my friend, Dr. Ali Hassan in Cairo, and I said, listen, you're above. You're in charge of the antiquities. You're above that man. I want to go down. I want to document it. We're not going to break your secrecy, but allow me to go down. I want to examine what Joseph was doing. And he said, okay, you can go down. He got on the phone. He rang up the Saqqara director. He says, let him in. So what they did is they brought us down the steps underground, and they opened two wax-sealed doors. They took away the wax and opened the doors, and you could actually see the sophistication of the record areas which were below these 13 grain pits. And
wow.
They kept records, accurate records of everything. And today, of course, because of the Nasser Dam, the water level of the Nile has been dropping, and salt incrustation has been seeping through the ground many miles away from the river, and it's now starting to decay some of these wonderful monuments of the past that have survived so long. But it's a wonderful sight.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what they did. They started bartering for food, and they survived without money. Now, I think it's important to understand something very, very vital. You will not be able to buy your way out of the coming meltdown if you wait too long, especially with money. And in a panic, survival food will be the ultimate currency, because it not only satisfies appetites, but with it you can buy anything else you need. People
right.
always need to eat, no matter what else is true. And having plenty of stored food that you can trade or barter will put you in the best possible position to survive and prosper in the coming bad times. We can go into some of the what kind of prepared food, what other commodities would be worth
right.
the most.
Right, and there's various layers. That's one area that I've been working in for years. The first layer is you should have your own garden or greenhouse, and you can even have a hyperbaric, hypercarbic microgarden even in your window. You can get a hyperbaric chamber from, say, Summit to Sea that's for a pet, and actually have a clear one that actually is a hyperbaric, hypercarbic greenhouse, and you can grow superfoods in it with the mineralization, because when you add the minerals, the plants grow giant, they grow fast, and they have a lot of food. And the BRIC score, which is the polarized light score of the mineral, vitamin, and nutrient content, is enormously higher than normal food. And the other thing you can do is you can get the Legacy Food, which is the best of all different food companies. But what I tell people should do is get a dehydrator, and a portion of every meal they should put in tubes and drop in liquid nitrogen. It sterilizes your food better than anything else, including radiation, is to sterilize it after you dehydrate it and put the little oxygen absorber pack in it, in the tube of meat or everything else, and you drop it in for 30 minutes in liquid nitrogen. You can get a carafe for almost nothing in your pantry, and just drop it in 30 minutes, take it out, and now it's ready to store for 25 years. And having that food, including a portion of every meal. Most people throw away their excess every meal, don't they? Meat or other
yes.
things. And they should dehydrate it and liquid nitrogen flash it so it kills off all the pathogens. You don't want to irradiate it. You don't want to just think, well, it's just clean anyway. No, you have to flash it, and the best is liquid nitrogen. So those are a few clues I've learned. But I tell people, have layers. Have all of them have the legacy food, have these dehydrator food you make yourself, and have a micro garden and a greenhouse and store it so it's edible for other people.
Absolutely. Very important. That's a,
yeah,
that's a very good approach.
It's got to be really healthy, and you don't want to make anybody sick with the food you store and sell them.
That's what.
Special page up on some of the food things, but give us your ideas, because the more ideas we have, the more layers of food preparation and safe food, the better. Because people don't know that right now, and people don't understand this, that the velocity of credit is tied to a famine of food. And now, we talked about this, Gerald Celente's warning it, there's other people like your Mr. Martin Weiss, etc. The fact is that farmers are killing their flocks and not planting crops. And on top of that, for example, here in California, we just had a major climatic disaster that struck some of the largest fields of almonds and almond trees in the world. And it wiped out a lot of the crops. We had hail. Yes, we never get hail down here. I'm in North County, San Diego. We're 35, 40 miles from the Mexican border. We had hail in our pool, and our temperature usually doesn't drop and be below the mid-40s. And it lasted only for an hour or so, but if you had a lot of crops and trees, bye-bye crops and trees. They're going to be destroyed, aren't they? So people aren't prepared for this, are they? None of the velocity of credit is dropping, so the farmers don't have the money to plant the crops, and they're killing their flocks. And this is not just in America. It's worldwide, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's coming worse. It's going to be worse. This is just the forecast.
Right, and despite this stock market, which is all blown up and phony, or the fact that people see that Donald Trump is allowing the transnational corporations to give bonuses to people, they're deluded by this, aren't they?
Yes.
They think everything is going to be peaches and cream. No, it's not. And again, Greenspan, the former Fed chairperson, has said, bubbles, bubbles. I think he's got pangs of conscience because he's near his end of his life. And he's telling people there's a bond market crash coming. There's a commercial real estate crash because all the business now, a lot of it, is going to online businesses, not just Amazon, but hundreds and thousands of people selling products online with great delivery and big warehouses. That means billions of square feet of commercial real estate, a lot more than the real estate of homes and so on back in 2008-09, is ready to pop. And when that pops, or the bond market pops, the entire economy is going to go belly. And in fact, even the pop of the cryptocurrencies, it could take a huge chunk of the economy, because a lot of the value of different stocks and so on is now going crypto. And that crypto means if there's a violation or a major conniption of the cryptocurrencies, we can have the entire world economy take a cardiac arrest, couldn't we?
It could happen so quickly and so
easily. Yeah, so I think something's going to happen. I think something's going to give. And the powers that be want to stop Trump. You see, Trump is not just an American phenomenon, and this affects New Zealanders and Europeans and South Africans. If the Trump philosophy, which is now being picked up by Australians and Aussies and Hungarians and people in other countries, this phenomena of wanting to re-exert social control in nation states and the autonomy of peoples is fighting against globalists and the global financial markets that want to crush us and put us under the mark of the beast and kill 90% of us, saying we're generating carbon. People don't believe this. I'm saying, it's in your face now, so you don't have any spittle anymore to spit on Deagle or Jonathan Gray. This is in your face facts. It's not disputable anymore, is it?
That's true.
So
well,
please continue.
You asked me to suggest a few barter bits
in
the crisis relations.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm quite happy to do that. Right. One that is very useful, we're looking at those that are going to be the best bets as far as barter concerns with people.
Right.
Canned or bottled foods that are grown on gardens or private farms. Now, especially vegetables and fruits that have not been sprayed with pesticides. Right. That's going to be very much in demand.
Mm-hmm.
Dried foods. These will make fantastic barter items, dried foods. Pastas of all types. These seem to last a long time, and they'll be high on the list of items people will be looking for.
Especially if they're glyphosate-free, so they don't have Roundup on them, which is a carcinogen here in California.
Yes, especially that. And people are becoming more and more conscious of that need, too.
Yeah.
Dried beans. Now, beans are a protein powerhouse. You can never go wrong by having them as a barter item.
Right.
Peanut butter. Now, if you can make your own, or nut butter, you can make your own, so much the better. In a disaster, nut butter will leave the shelves so fast, it'll make your head spin. And
right.
it's worth learning now how to make peanut butter and other nut butters, and buying, say, 50 pounds of peanuts and 50 pounds of nuts just in case. Just have that ready and make butter out of it, and you'll see it's going to be a hugely sought-after item.
Right.
Another one is powdered milk. Now, this is something that no one will be thinking about much, hoarding powdered milk. But this is a staple that's had tremendous barter value in the past. Get plenty. Go to your local farm or feed store. Buy 25 to 50 pounds of milk replacement, for calves even. Not the greatest thing, but it's extremely nutritional. And no one will be thinking about hoarding it, but people will be looking for it and wanting it.
Right.
And vitamin supplements. It's a good idea to have plenty of non-synthetic vitamins stored as barter items.
Right. Now, for example, we have our barter items that are anti-pathogenics, because when this happens, one of the first things people don't realize, the first wave will be starvation, the second will be pathogens. And if you don't have any pathogenics, like our Nutra Defense, our Edgar Cayce Monatomic Plasma, Iodine, Nutra Silver, Allicin Med, Nutrimune 26Y, and we can't ship this anywhere in the world. And people need to know, we'll take exchange for it, silver and gold we do now, and soon carat coins and carat bar cash. So we want to have an alternative system to get this material into people's hands, because I think the regular financial system is going to crash in the next year or so. At least before 2020, when Donald Trump runs for election again, because the globalists can't withstand having a sovereign America, because a sovereign America means you have a sovereign New Zealander. If you don't have a sovereign America, all the nation states are at risk, aren't they?
That's true. Very, very, very much so. And the Weiss's cycle research, it gives 2020 as the deadline for the big crash, but it could come sooner because the globalists are wanting to bring it sooner.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as the next few months.
Right. Well, now, we may have some kind of minor earthquakes beforehand as a warning, but people, I don't know if they're going to heed the warning, because I think we're going to have some crash lats before the 2018 election, because they're really determined to try to see if they can impeach Trump. I can tell you prophetically, thus saith the Lord, they're going to try again. They've tried three times to impeach Trump. They're not going to. I also see that Trump is going to start demonstrating that he's not, quote, a Catholic. He is ecumenical, unfortunately, but I think he's becoming a Christian. But believe me, the devil wants him, and he wants him to lay the groundwork for the apocalypse, like his idea of trying to rebuild the temple and start the blood sacrifice. There's a lot of apocalyptic things that Trump is doing. Isn't there?
Well, getting back to
the
vitamin supplements. I liked your suggestions about the vitamin supplements and what you have to offer, Dr. Bill, and I think that people need to take notice of that.
And it's a stockpile. And by the way, when we have sales, we have a sale every holiday. You get 7% on top of free shipping over 150. Really smart to do that, because don't rely on the medical system. Don't rely on drugs, because that's going to collapse. I think the medical system itself is on the way out. And what Trump is doing, trying to fix Obamacare, is going to kill the healthcare system that exists right now. It's going to die.
Yep. Okay. Now, during time of panic and famines, disease spreads like a wildfire. And those with healthy immune systems have a much better chance of surviving to help others, apart from themselves. Another thing that is a good bet for bartering in a crisis is homegrown food from your own garden. Don't forget that. And that's where having a big back garden is vital, or even a small plot close to you where you are, where you can grow sprouts and so on. Sprouts have a tremendous power above the ordinary plant. At the sprouting stage, they've got a power, I think it's 300 to 400 times greater than the same plant in any other stage of its growth.
Which is why things like the Ezekiel bread are sprouted bread. And when you make sprouted bread, it doesn't have phytates that bind the minerals. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting, yes. So investment in gold can be smart, but investing in your health and in the health of others through food can be smarter.
You're a brilliant man, and it's all biblical principles. If you don't prepare for the future, you won't have one. How's that?
Yep, good one.
And if you don't prepare for what the Bible says, the Bible means Biblia, or the books. But it's not only the books are the Word of God. We, the witnesses for God, are also the walking with arms and legs Word of God, aren't we?
Yes, that's what we have to be.
We have to be the walking legs, arms and legs, and voices of the Most High into a lost, confused, and hopeless world. Thank you, Jonathan. We'll have you back on in 2 weeks. Let's do some video this weekend if we can. And back tomorrow, another amazing show. You don't want to miss it.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.